888-568-6898.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Greetings, good afternoon. Welcome to today, to today's program, The Present Truth. Out of Sputnik News, Washington is largely benefiting from the Ukraine conflict, particularly from European countries' weapons and supplies to Kiev. The truth, it appears as if many of the news outlets in the United States are beginning to change their tune concerning Russia and the situation in Ukraine. For the last year, it has been a Russian invasion. Now they're realizing that it's not a Russian invasion, but it is an American objective to start war with Russia. America using European countries, Western European countries, NATO countries, in the conflict for America's selfish purposes. Again, we'll talk about those selfish purposes in a little bit. But going on with this article, it is obvious that the United States is not the only main conductor in the Ukraine crisis, but also its main beneficiary, not only the main conductor, but the main beneficiary, among other things. Washington considers Ukraine as a testing ground for its military-industrial products, where various weapons systems and methods of their use, including modern, very long-range ones, are being tested for resistance to Russian weapons. Also, that by pulling military equipment out of Europe and sending it for disposal to Ukraine, it's a salvage yard. Washington expects to impose on Europeans new multi-billion-dollar contracts for the purchase of U.S. military products. It never changes. On Wednesday last week, U.S. President imposter Joe Biden announced that his country would send, it's not his country. I hate the way some of these writers present things. He should just announce that he would send 31 M1 Abram tanks to Ukraine. It's not his country. Of course, from another country, talking about America, I guess you could say that. So they're going to send these M1 Abram tanks to Ukraine. Officials said that the delivery of the tanks would take half a year or longer. Another thing about these tanks, they have plates around the tanks. It's a special kind of armor, a special kind of metal. Before they send these tanks, they are taking the shields. Whatever this metal is a special type of metal. And they're taking these shields, this metal plating, off the tanks. Another thing about the M1, they have a wide track, and they don't get a very good grip on moist soil. Now, if they're running on asphalt down the road, that's one thing. Dry ground, that's another thing. Sand, no problem. But once you get a flat land that is wet, forget it. They're ineffective. The track slips. So, one of the Russian spokesmen said that Russia doesn't need anything from the West. What we want is to be left alone. But NATO, for its part, with a crazy persistence, has consistently crawled up to the Russian borders, at the same time zombifying our neighboring countries with Russophobic horror stories. The horror stories, the true horror stories, are coming right out of Ukraine. The Azov Battalion, the butchers, eating human flesh, killing the Russians, and eating. Cannibalism. And this isn't because they're hungry. It's because it is a satanic... They supposedly get the soul of the individual that has died that they are consuming. Now, I'm going on with another article. This was out of yesterday's whatdoesitmean.com. And Chairman Dmitry Medvedev, he said, defending the Ukraine, which no one in Europe really needs to do, will not save the senile old world from retribution if anything occurs. And he's talking about, should Russia be forced to use nuclear weapons, everything will be turned to dust, according to Medvedev. After 4 days of military exercises, now listen to this one, this is really great. I continually talk about what's happening in the Middle East. After 4 days, because you're not hearing this on the news, for the most part. I'll hold that thought. We'll be back to continue The Present Truth. Rick Rodriguez. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Hey guys, Tommy with Revo Knives. Wanted to let you know that we're bringing our knives laser engraved here for 1360 KHNC. You can pick them up at 2 South Parish Avenue here in Johnstown at their radio station. They're laser engraved with their logo. We're really proud to partner with them and have our Revo Knives on display, all for you guys to carry with your EDC rotation. Certainly can't underestimate the quality or the value you get for the money. Stop by and see them today or pick one up at RevoKnives.com.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Living sharp is a lifestyle here at TBB's. You need to look sharp, carry sharp, and most importantly, be sharp. Let us show you how sharp it can be today. We're pushing ourselves to take as many walk-ins at both locations, but if we can't squeeze you in, we'll make a convenient appointment for you. Give us a call at 970-617-2158 for our Loveland location located at 4th and Garfield, or in Meade at 720-745-0783 on the southeast corner of Highway 66 and I-25. If you're tech savvy, hit us up on tommysbarbersandblades.com, and as always, live sharp.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
Stop the thing that you do.
So, there was a 4-day military exercise in the Mediterranean Sea. Now, the exercise was not only in the Mediterranean Sea, but the exercise also was up into space. So it wasn't just here on the sea, but it reached into space with the United States and Israel. Now, they fired more than 180,000 pounds of live munition in the largest joint exercise ever carried out by these two countries. They say allies, but really Israel is out for itself and America is out for itself. But they are working together. And within a few hours of this military, joint military operation, Iran came under a drone attack during the early hours of the morning, which was, I believe, let's see, it would have been maybe Saturday or Sunday. The Iranian Defense Ministry then reported, air defense units have repelled a drone attack on a military workshop in the central city of Isfahan. An unsuccessful attack did not cause any loss of life and only led to minor damage to the roof of a workshop. Now, we can believe that. No, they were hit and they were hit hard. Now, listen to this. The U.S. Air Force and one more country, and Iran knows better than to mention Israel, attacked the Iranian Defense Ministry's military plant in the city of Isfahan, that's how you pronounce that, using drones. Then, so that's happening in the Middle East, in the Mediterranean, with Israel and another country. Then there's General Mike Minahan. He leads the United States Air Force Air Mobility Command. And he warned his forces to prepare for total war against China. Now, in World War I, before the war began, there was talk about America entering into that war. But on the other, so there were those who were proponents of America entering into that war. There were those who were opposed to it. There was talk of it, but no one thought that it would actually occur. But eventually, we were involved in the war in Europe. The same thing happened in World War II. And the world was watching. The whole world is watching once again. This coming war with China is going to come. It will not. We cannot escape what is coming. So, he said that he issued the order to all of his commanders, subordinate commanders. Quote, this goes right down to demanding that various personnel visit the shooting range to make clear that unrepentant lethality matters most. Aim for the head. So this is a war, and we've talked about the Belt and Road Initiative. China has been building this Belt and Road Initiative, this road going west. And it is in the Bible. It's the Old Silk Road. Marco Polo traveled that road. The war against the Belt and Road Initiative being built by China to break the socialist West colonial stranglehold on free global trade. This is true. China can either take goods via ship to Europe, which takes a while, or they can build a 4-lane, which they have done all the way to the southern Russia, to the border. Russia, Vladimir Putin, has not allowed China to cut through the southern part of Russia to continue the road going west. This is an unacceptable to Xi Jinping, but Xi Jinping, the Chinese, they are patient. They'll wait. Soon, Russia is going to be destroyed. There's going to be a judgment on Russia. After Russia's judgment comes, China will continue to build that road through southern Russia. And the two objectives, Europe and south into the Middle East. Amid the smoke of war, the power in Europe is shifting decisively to the east, the powers in Europe. And this is in the Bible. Eventually, the European nations, in the future, they will continue to exist as nations. Russia will be, there will be a judgment on Russia, but Russia, the Russian people, there will be Russian people still occupying present-day Russia. America won't exist in the future. And eventually, the road from China to the Middle East, after Christ comes back, it will be available, and there'll be travel. Peaceful travel, back and forth. Europe, Western Europe, Central Europe, Eastern Europe, to China, China to the Western Asia, Eurasia, Europe. Now, there is a Brazilian geopolitical analyst. His name is Pepe Escobar, and he just published an open letter. Now, this in China is the year of the rabbit. Excuse me. And his question is this: can you smell what the year of the rabbit is cooking? And he gives a brief history of back in the Roman times, how Europe and China were there was no trade. There was nothing between the two nations or the two countries. China to the far east, Europe to the far west. Then in the year 166, Antoninus Pius ambassadorship, he sent by the emperor, eventually hit China. He arrived, but he was just a merchant. In the 7th century, during the time of the last crusades of the Mongol conquest, there was a little bit of communication between the East and West. Then the Jesuits in the 16th century, they began to move, and there was some, I guess you could say, they became knowledgeable of what China was, who China was, where they were. Then in 1600, the Europeans seem to become aware that northern China and southern China are on the same continent. So we can conclude that China really became known in the West after the discovery of America. So really, China is fairly new on the scene to a degree, kind of like the United States. But then he goes on to say that these two worlds on the same continent, they ignored each other for centuries, 18, 17, 16 centuries. But he says now it's time for another historical push. Even as a discombobulated Europe is kept hostage by a cabal of imperial Straussian neocons and neoliberal cons, the world's largest inland import in the Ruhr Valley in Germany, after all, remains the key Iron Silk Road hub across the Belt Road Initiative, linked by endless railways to Chongqing in China. So he says, wake up, young German. Your future is in the East. This is true. This is what empire is fighting. Empire does not want Europe, Central Europe, Eastern Europe, Saudi Arabia, Asia, the Middle East, nations of the Middle East, to trade with China, because it truly interferes with America's world hegemony. Now, the colonial powers, they're using Ukraine as a linchpin, a conflict to destroy the Belt and Road Initiative. The United States knows they have to stop China in this trade route. America will do this to maintain their stranglehold on global trade while keeping Germany from turning east. This is true. Russia and China and the United States are actually in this. China is more linked to the Eurasian nations than America. They're more linked to Russia. They're more linked, again, to that whole area because the United States is an ocean away. Ukrainian elites are simply wasting their time. They are hiding their corruption and delusions of grandeur behind the story that they are playing some big game with the United States, Russia, Europe, and China. They're a pawn. That's all they are, is a pawn. But there is a war between the unipolar West, including the United States, and the European nations. The European nations are beginning to change. They're beginning to reconsider. Then there's Russia and China. The nations that hold the biggest bats, United States, Russia, thirdly China. In America, and America wants to escalate the conflict in the Ukraine. And why? Well, in the article, I didn't know this until I read this article. The reason we're fighting is because Ukraine has untapped titanium reserves. Guess who wants the reserves? The military-industrial complex. Ukraine could provide the United States and its allies with the titanium needed to build the jets, warships, tanks, missiles, other weapons required to confront China and Russia. Sources on the Capitol Hill with ties to the military-industrial complex have told the U.S. media. Lindsey Graham. How much do you think Lindsey Graham, this globalist, this corrupt globalist, this snake in the grass, this Judas Iscariot along with Mike Pence during the time of Donald Trump and all the other Judas Iscariots? I'm looking at one right now. I can see his face. What was his name? Right there, high up in the Trump administration. The round-faced guy, what's his name? I'll get it. Ukraine has really significant deposits of rare earth minerals, and if we play our cards right, we can actually be an attractive alternative to Russian and Chinese sources. Mike Pompeo. Don't think Mike Pompeo isn't anything less than a globalist. Pompeo is a globalist. And so many others. They're all in the same dish. They're all in the same can of sardines. They all stink to high heaven. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth. 1360KHSC.com for podcasts.
Nil desperandum, never despair, that is the motto for you and me. All are not dead, and where there is a spark of patriotic fire, we will rekindle it. Samuel Adams.
Hello, Kathy here from J Day's Appliance Sales and Service. Here's another maintenance tip for your dishwasher. Always turn the hot water on at the sink before turning on your dishwasher. Every now and then, check under the dishwasher and sink for leaks. We're located at 132 East 7th Street, downtown Loveland. Call us at 970-669-1357 That's 669-1357.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bail-outs, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high-priced spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
Hey folks, Larry Elder here. The rumors are true. KHNC listeners are loving Y-Refi. They're investing in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or to the Fed. A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily, you're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this. There is no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. El Dorados, you got to get in touch with Y-Refi. I've met with them personally, and take it from me, the great Eldersky, they are trustworthy, honest, and you can earn a fixed rate of return up to 10.25%. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI-24. Click on investyrefi.com or call 888-YREFI-24. You will be glad you did.
Hey, all you Sharp community members, are you ready for the next level in your haircut? If you live up here in northern Colorado, visit us in Loveland at 4th and Garfield. You can always have a walk-in, but we highly recommend an appointment. Give us a call at 970-617-2158. Or if you live a little south, we have a shop for you in Meade, Colorado on Highway 66 and I-25, just behind the Tractor Supply. Give us a ring at 720-745-0783, and we can get you set up with a convenient appointment. We look forward to seeing you at either shop and taking care of the family. And as always, live sharp.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
These individuals like Mike Pompeo and Mike Pence, Lindsey Graham, I don't want to dash the hopes of the Republicans and the coming, I doubt, election in 2024. I don't think it's going to take place. I think the Democrats have too much momentum. Not the Democrats necessarily, but all of the individuals that are part of the Luciferian New World Order power cabal, they're not going to allow another election. They're going to pick the individual they want, and they'll put him in illegally. There won't be an election. So for those that are hoping and looking to Ron DeSantis, forget it. I don't believe it's going to happen. The writing is on the wall for the American people, but the American people don't want to believe it. You see the water on the ocean, at the coast. The ocean is going back out to sea. It is receding quickly. And that means one thing. A tsunami is coming. Because it's going to go out, 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 and then just what happened in Sumatra. That evil is going to come rushing back. And people that aren't really paying attention are going to be caught. This is not the time to go out and buy a $40,000 vehicle. Unless you can pay cash. Unless you can let it sit in the garage if there's no gas to put in it. No time to go out and buy a $60,000 EV because it's going to become very expensive to charge that thing up unless you buy a generator. So if you're trusting, if you're thinking that Ron DeSantis can turn this around, I just say that in my view, what I've been watching, looking at all of the signs of the times, we are in trouble. We are in trouble. We are in a world of hurt. We just don't know it. One of the rods in the motor has been dry. There was no oil to that rod. And very soon, it's going to start clacking. And then that motor is not going to run anymore. That is what's happening to this country. The golden goose is getting close to laying its last eggs. And these wicked globalists, like Mike Pompeo and Mike Pence and Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham and Ron DeSantis and all these globalists. See, Ron DeSantis, he is a Skull and Bones member, secret society. You can't lead that society. You have sworn allegiance. I believe they do this as a blood oath. Once you have put your blood on the paper, you are owned. Not by just these individuals, you are owned by Lucifer. The only way to break a blood oath when you have committed your soul and sold your soul to the devil is to repent and pray and ask God, ask the Lord Jesus to have mercy on you and ask Him and repent for what you've done and ask Him to wash you with His blood the only thing that can break a blood oath. It will take blood to trump blood to break the power of any blood oath that has been promised and given to Satan. I'm sorry. Mike Pompeo, I've always wondered about that guy. I'm clear on him now. All these individuals that work with Donald Trump, this man didn't have a chance from the beginning. He had to carry the load by himself to get what he needed to get done, what he was able to accomplish on his own. And he had these young, bold women. It's the women around him that got things done. For the most part, it wasn't these people that he put in the cabinet, traitors, military, you name it. They're all coming from the same can, and they're all sardines in the same can. The Clintons, all of these individuals, they're just like Mike Pence. They're all smelly old sardines that came out of the same can of globalism. That's who they are. So I don't want to dash your hopes, but there's not going to be a 2024 election. I can't see it. I can't see that it's going to take place. Joe Biden, they're looking to replace Joe Biden. And they're not going to replace him via an election. No way. And another thing I was thinking, Cactus and I were just talking about some things. And so I thought maybe I'd let you in on a little bit of our conversation. Now, see, these people that have been in the occult from the time that before they were born, and if you look at Joe Biden, if you look at his son, his daughter Ashley, if you look at that family, you would have to say that this family has been dysfunctional. These children have been abused, and Ashley admits to it in her diaries, which are proven to be accurate, or they are genuine. She talks about the abuse, not just by Joe, but by her brother also. And Joe, this man, if you look at this individual and psychologically profile him, his narcissism, this probably came through some type of trauma when he was a child. Now, these people, they have to have somebody around them to keep them on the straight and narrow, so to speak. So with Joseph, who would that be? Jill? Is Jill his wife, his actual handler? Is she the one that keeps an eye on him? Is she the one that has been put by his side as his wife to disguise who she really is? Could it be that possibly she is the handler, working with other individuals in the intelligence agencies and DARPA? Rick Rodriguez will be back in a few minutes. Hold on.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the station at 970-587-5003. Again, 970-587-5003, and ask for the Rev.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one. And I knew there was only one place I was going to go, Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group. So I gave them a call at 970-443-5654, and I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run, and then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley, 970-443-5654.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
So anyhow, could it be, who is the one that is keeping an eye on the imposter? Who would be the one? And see, the thing is, in the occult world, you have to have handlers. There is somebody that is always keeping you on the straight and the narrow. Who's keeping Joe on the straight and narrow? Who is making sure that he takes his whatever, the meds? Who knows what he's taking? But he won't remember, so somebody is having to remind him. We live in a real world. This is not the world of the bizarre anymore. The bizarre is the norm. You know, we used to think, well, you know, there are many bizarre things in the world. The world is bizarre. We have entered into the time of things that would happen that are unimaginable. And I'll go back to the book of Revelation. It is in the Bible. The Bible said that the world would be so dysfunctional that insanity would be normal. And the people that would be abnormal would be those that are not insane. And those that are not insane would be considered to be those that are sane would be considered to be the insane. So, like it says in Isaiah, calling good evil, evil good, light dark, dark light. They turn everything around. They twist it to confuse the mind so that the mind cannot distinguish what is truly truth, what is a lie. The lie becomes the truth. The truth becomes a lie. This is what would happen at the end of the world. We are there. Double speak. You know, you can say that anymore when you're hearing these individuals talking to you on a news report or the news, you have to really think about what they're saying, because what they're saying is probably not what they mean. They are talking about how we're going to try to find some kind of a resolution. There'll be some resolve in the Middle East. I'm sorry, in the Ukraine, possibly. America, some in the government are saying that there's a possibility of some type of negotiation, some kind of something to stop this conflict. Nope, 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 nope. The people in these big defense departments are not going to allow it. No way. Now, you know, it says in the book of Jeremiah that the mother of this great empire, Babylon the Great, of the end of the world empire, it said that the mother would eventually suffer shame, great shame, because the mother becomes just an observer. Well, we're going to talk about Britain temporarily, just for a few minutes. A U.S. general, he privately told Defense Secretary Ben Wallace that the British Army is no longer regarded as a top-level fighting force. The general used a term to rank the strength of a country's military with tier, one regarded as a top-level power, such as the United States, Russia, China, and France. So there's tier 1, 2, 3, well, these are in the upper tier. That'd be tier 1. Again, the United States, Russia, China, France. And France now holds the status that the UK at one time held. Tier 2 would describe a more middling power with less fighting capability, such as Germany or Italy. According to the sources, the general referring to the army said, "You haven't got a tier 1, it's barely a tier 2, meaning Britain. And offering a sense of the scale of the challenge faced by the army, the Royal Navy, the Royal Air Force, it is understood that, number one, the armed forces would run out of ammunition in a few days if called upon to fight. The cowardly British. The UK lacks the ability to defend its skies against the level of missile and drone strikes that Ukraine is enduring." Absolutely true. UK would have been, it would have been done with in a week. This is the shame that would come to Britain, the mother of the great harlot, America. This is the shame. It's all in, documented in the scripture, and now history is proving it to be true. Number three, it would take 5 to 10 years for the army to be able to fight a field war, fighting division of some 25 to 30,000 troops backed by tanks, artillery, and helicopters. 10 years, max. I think it might take longer than that. Some 30% of the UK forces on high readiness are reservists who are unable to mobilize within NATO timelines. So we turn up under strength. In other words, it would be disastrous. They wouldn't even be in the fight. Number five, the fifth point, we'll come back to that in a few minutes. And we'll continue. The shame, the shame, the shame to Britain.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
Insurance. Nobody likes buying it, but everyone needs it. The problem with insurance is if you don't need it, the money is simply gone. Car insurance costs hundreds of dollars a month, and if you don't get into an accident, which most people don't, the money is simply gone. Health insurance costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, and unless you have a significant health issue, the money is simply gone month after month, year after year. When it comes to life insurance, all companies provide low-cost term insurance for people that acts just like car and health insurance. If you don't need it, the money is gone. At Northwestern Mutual, one of the reasons why we are ranked as the best insurance company in the United States is we offer a variety of low-cost blended plans that actually allow you to build wealth in the most likely event that you do not need to collect on your life insurance. Finally, an insurance plan that doesn't take your money and can actually build your wealth. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at 602-909-9048. Again, that's 602-909-9048.
Hi, folks. JD here, and I want to tell you about a new program being offered here at KHNC. We've got a limited number of one-hour time slots available on the weekends that we're going to offer to people who would like to have their own radio show. So if you've ever wanted to be on the radio, this is your chance. Give us a call here at the station at 970-587-5003. Again, that's 970-587-5003.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
So, England's royal power is no longer. You have very wealthy English people, and the powers that are the individuals that really rule England, their power comes through their allegiance to secret societies. Pilgrim Society being the main satanic society that gives direction to Freemasons, Rosicrucians, Jesuits, Skull and Bones, these type of secret societies. And in England you have those old royal powers coming from way back, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and thousands, 1,500 years, 1,800 years ago, families that have remained in power, royal powers, but Jeremiah says their royal power would be, they would be weak, they would be shamed, they would be a non-factor, and almost to that point, militarily, they are. The fifth point, the majority of the Britain's fleet of armored vehicles, including tanks, get this, was built 30 to 60 years ago, and it's going to take another who knows how long to replace this equipment. Tanks, even jets, howitzers, mortars, drones, very soon are going to be the weapons of the past. The weapons to come are going to be robots, and robots given direction by AI. I'm going to go back and watch the Terminator 1, 2, and 3 movies, because as these movies were truly prophetic. Eventually, AI would run everything. Henry Kissinger said the wars coming would be fought. AI would fight these coming wars. There are these robots, steel and hydraulics. I don't know. Actually, they don't even need hydraulics anymore. They just need electromagnetic fields to operate these things. And in these tiny little gold-plated microchips that go into the cell, they are run with electromagnetic, making human beings that have received some of these vaccinations programmable, and not only programmable, but controllable. And this type of technology, if it gets into the brain, into the DNA in the brain, can actually trigger the synapse to get you to do whatever. You would be nothing more or nothing less, or you would be just a zombie. Your body would be controlled. You'd be a computer, and someone is punching the keys, telling you what to do, and you're not going to have a choice. You will do whatever commanded. We're in a bizarre world. This is the world of the end prior to Christ's return. That's it for today. Rick Rodriguez. Be with you tomorrow. 1360KHLC.com for podcast for the present truth. Talk to you tomorrow.
Can you imagine what it would look like if we, the people, actually enforced the Constitution? After all, we are the only ones who are authorized to do so. After more than 75,000 hours spent in R&D and hundreds of chapters developed across this republic, we have the tangible path to reclaiming America again. All we need is you. Join us today at tacticalcivics.com and bring your county into this responsible way of life.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you, in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.